Deluxe Home Care.
Hi, Tammy. This is Monique Brimmer.
Hi, how are you today?
Okay. I was calling because I haven't received that phone call from the state yet to go and assist my uncle at the facility. And, you know, today was the day I was supposed to go and get him. Do I need to call the facility and let them know that, well, I talked to the lady the other day, Nicole Duff, and she's a social worker, and told her that I had to wait for him to be assessed before I can get him. But I don't know if I should call up there since I'm not going today because he hasn't been doing what I do.
I believe they can do an in-home assessment. It doesn't really have to, you know, happen in the facility, but you can definitely call the state to get an update on the assessment.
They told me that it had to be at the facility, if I'm not mistaken. That's why I didn't go get
them. They said that?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yes, I believe, yes.
Okay, yep. Do you have the state's number?
I do in my book, yeah. I know you normally connect me with them, but... I got it written down from what you said.
Yeah, whichever one's easier for you. I can
you
either
can connect,
connect
me if you.
You
can. Yeah.
Yeah, would you like me to connect you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me just confirm that there's no update that they, you know, if they tried reaching you or not. Let me see.
No, I've been asking every call.
Right. Yeah, I don't believe I don't believe they called, but let me just confirm that there's no notes on that.
It's in the second week. They told me give them up to 2 weeks. So I'm just, you know, touching bases with you.
Let me see. The referral was sent in on the. Oh, it's showing the discharge date. They had put that in the discharge date. So
for
they're
today.
Aware. Yeah. And let me just. The referral was sent in. You spoke
Friday
to them on the 27th, right? On the 27th. That was a week and. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So they really it takes around 2 to 3 weeks for them to reach out.
I know.
Yeah. So just call them for an update and let them know that the patient will be released today if he can still be assessed in the home.
At the facility. Okay. I'm gonna call the lady on her phone and tell her what I told her Thursday, but I'm gonna remind her today since today is supposed to be the discharge day.
Right. Okay. Stay on the line. Let me connect you to the state, okay?
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Home and community. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
For someone else.
Can I get the name of the participant, please?
Christopher Brimmer.
And date of birth?
12/25/63.
And your relationship to Christopher?
Niece.
Okay. And what can I do for you today?
I had put in for a referral for the state to go and assess him at Hillside Manor where he resides at now. I did that on the 27th of February, and I know I was just checking to see if it was an update because I was supposed to go and pick him up today. Was his discharge day, but since the state hasn't went to go and do the assessment yet, I'm going to have to call the facility and reschedule the discharge date. But I was first checking with you to see if there was any update because I haven't received my call yet.
Okay, let me look here.
Yeah, I'm going to pick him up so I can do have, you know, be his caretaker, but I can't get him yet until the state assesses.
Okay, let me get you transferred over to status check. Just 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm going to have to try to be able to get a hold of today. Because I'm going to need that in the future, period. For whatever. So, everything she wears is black and white.
looks like she's freaking out. Yeah, this movie's up and down. That's why I'm saying it's time to get the number. Well, how would I do this? Apply for the call. He don't know his. I don't know. I ain't been over there in years. And now they say you do this thing online. I can't stand that either. I go in and see. Yeah, I do that. That line you be outside that door too. You talking about this office over here in Florida since the Social Security. I done passed by dropping that swine off from work and saw it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, mine ain't, because I go in the middle of the week. We used to, yeah, I remember that. I can't stand it. I can't stand that. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm old-fashioned with stuff. I like to do paper stuff in person. Batteries for that TV that people bring. Something probably can do that for me. The program for Bree. Was making Vicky move. Or your mama, I wonder why she's gonna move out of that looking for another house. You know, she's still back here. But Shaughnessy did, I think she told Shaughnessy to ask me if I knew of any private land. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, but she been living in there for a while. And she told Shaughnessy asking that I know any private landlords. Oh. You might expect him to see that. Lolita too, he's so cute. But that's something you got to make sure you keep up. That's that song that Braxton cut. white kitchen. The white kitchen. And Chevy yesterday, did he have his betrayal on the living room? But not really. I didn't hear you. At first it was. Yeah. Oh, did he have emergency surgery? Yeah, he got deeper hurt. Mm-hmm. Or needing a surgery like that he had in. Way if that's all bad. You heard about what body did cut in? Yeah. And they had called me that they were so hurt. And it was like an embarrassment to me. But what I mean, it wasn't my fault. But all I said, I remember saying the Shanae was.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. My name is Larea. Are you calling for yourself or someone else?
I was calling for someone else. I just gave them all that information, and they've had me on the hold for a status. It was a status hold to see what the status was.
Are you the provider agency, a friend, family member?
I'm a family member who was supposed to go and get my uncle out on Hillside Manor today. I gave them his date of birth, and look, they know the facility that today was his discharge day, and I put the referral in on the 27th of February, and I was holding for a status hold, and now you picked up to ask the same thing all over again, I guess.
I see. So typically...
Mm-hmm.
It can take about 15 to 20 business days to get someone assigned to schedule the face-to-face assessment. So if you put the request in on the 27th, no one has reached out yet.
Mm-hmm. No, not yet.
So you're just waiting on them to contact you to schedule the face-to-face assessment for your uncle?
Yes.
Did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay. All righty, just look out for the phone call. They'll contact you to get that appointment scheduled.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Bye.